Hello, my name is Krishna, and I'm representing Young Professional Council of American Floral Endowment. And we have Sadiksha Sharma, another member of YPC, and Debbie Chittister, Executive Director of American Floral Endowment here. Talking about American Floral Endowment, this endowment helps students to support their graduate study, undergrad and graduate study, offering internships and scholarships. And also AFE has been very active in supporting programs by funding their researches and also funding the educational grants that helps in professional development and also academic achievement of students and faculties. So we'll start with the kind of services and funding that AFE provides for in different areas. So first, to start with, AFE provides scientific research funding. This is provided to faculties, and students can collaborate with faculties to develop a proposal on what they want to work on. And they have to submit, there is a criteria and timeline for that. All the information is available in endowment.org/research. The call for the pre-proposals are on February 1st, and the pre-proposals have to be submitted by June 1st of every year. Once the pre-proposals are submitted, they are reviewed by a team in AFE, and once the pre-proposals are accepted, they are requested for full proposals by September or October. The full proposals to be submitted to AFE by late January, and they are submitted and they are notified about funding on February of year. So this provides a very good timeline. So there is 1 year timeline for this. A grad student can collaborate. Once the student starts the program, he or she can collaborate with the faculty and submit a proposal, and by the next year they will get funded. So it really fits in the timeline for grad students, which is great. And there is a research report that my program and Dr. Zainal Deng, my advisor, did. This research was funded by American Floral Endowment for the completion of this work. And the areas that the research are funded are pest management, post-production, post-harvest quality, production technology, plant breeding and development, and marketing and consumer preferences. And the areas that are mostly funded are ornamentals and floral industry. So these researches are to support the floral and ornamental industry as a whole. There are also scholarships to all kinds of students, undergraduate and graduate, including both master's and PhD. There are more than 20 scholarships provided to students every year. So if you know any students who are working on ornamental field or floriculture field, make sure they apply for these scholarships. They are not only limited to U.S. students, but also qualifying international students as well. There are two kinds of scholarship, and for most part of the scholarships, the deadline is May 1st, and I'll be talking about the later one in a few slides later. There are educational grants. So educational grants are provided to attract the interest of new generation, of young students who will be playing important role in future in ornamental industry. So these grants, the deadline for these grants are 1st June of every year. And also these grants help in the areas of these grants are supported for FFA, National Floriculture Forum, Seed Your Future, Collegiate Plant Initiative, Career Up, and many more. So talking about scholarships, there are separate scholarships for undergrads and grads, and also there are combined scholarships. So here are the list for the undergraduate scholarships, and these are different kinds of scholarships for different areas. Some are related to post-harvest. Some are related to production, greenhouse production or plant production, and some are related to breeding and different kind of ornamental aspects to support the students. And these scholarships here are for undergrad and graduate both levels. So master's, PhD, or undergraduate students, all either they can, undergraduate student can apply for these scholarships or the previous one that I showed here. And also grad students can apply for this and also the later one that I'll be talking about. So these are the scholarships that are provided to the American Floral Endowment by different companies to be funded to the students. These scholarships directly go to the students, so this provides a good flexibility for students to spend either on their research or traveling or for their professional development. And we have here graduate scholarships, that there are four that are designated to graduate scholarships. And also, as I mentioned before, these scholarships can also be applied by both grad and undergrad student. So I am one of the recipients of Altman Family Scholarship this year. So I can attest and I can say that this is a really good opportunity that every single student who is working on this area should try to apply, and so that they can be funded more, they can get additional funding. And also mostly for undergraduate students who want to get some experience from some industrial experience before they continue their higher study, AFE provides two different internship programs for commercial production and retail and wholesale. So there is Vic and Margaret Ball internships, that is for commercial production, and there is Moss Miller internship for retail and wholesale industry. There are also more than 20 to 25 internships that are provided by American Floral Endowment every year. So this is also a good opportunity for students to explore the industry before they start the higher study, or if they want to explore or get employed in ornamental industry after their graduation. These internships range from 3 to 6 months, and they are paid internships. And at the completion of these internships, AFE also supports them with the scholarship. And recently, AFE has started new internship that mainly targets for non-floriculture background students who can explore their career and so of different backgrounds, for example, business administration. So the idea is to link the non-floriculture students to work in the floriculture industry. So this is a new internship criteria known as business internship. So now AFE not only supports the students who are active in floriculture per se, but also they support other students from other background to be involved in floriculture world. So I represent Young Professional Council. This is the leadership forum run by American Floral Endowment. It was established in 2015. In Young Professional Council, there is opportunity for grad students, undergrad students, and also young industry professionals who are below 35 years of age. So what Young Professional Council does is it encourages and promotes the activities, scholarships, and other opportunities that are provided by American Floral Endowment. And also in this kind of meeting or forum, American Floral Endowment also helps members of Young Professional Council to attend these kind of conferences so that they can get more leadership and networking done. If you are interested in joining Young Professional Council of American Floral Endowment, you can go to the endowment page, endowment.org/YPC, and you have to fill up a form and submit it to Debbie or AFE email, and the committee will review and get back to you. So in summary, AFE provides a really good platform for all kind of young professionals and also students by supporting the scientific research, providing the scholarship and internships. There are also educational grants to inspire the young generation to participate in ornamental industry. So as a whole, to support the growing ornamental industry in the States. With that, I'd like to thank you all for attending, and I'd like to take some questions if you have any. So we also, sure.
Which of these scholarships or grants would support undergraduate research?
So maybe Debbie can answer that. These scholarships will support the undergraduate research? And also, we have handouts that you can, Sadiksha will be distributing those handouts to you.